New York City Council's Park Committee held oversight hearings today at 250 Broadway over the Bloomberg administration's contract with the London Art Fair Frieze that is due to open on Randall's Island Park, a city park, on May 10th. The fair will include 180 art galleries and a 250,000-square-foot temporary tent being constructed using 500 workers, 1,400 tractor-trailers at a cost of $1.5 million. There is controversy surrounding the art fair. Last year, exhibition and carpenters' unions held a picket because the fair's organisers refused to hire city unions to create the exhibition space, tents that are the size of three football fields. Unions say this year the fair's production company, Production Glue, has hired workers from out of state, which they say discriminates against New York City unions by paying non-union workers lower wages. At the hearing today, the City Council wanted to find out about the use of a city park to stage privately run events and whether the union's concerns are well-founded and how they can be addressed by the city. William Castro is the Manhattan Borough Commissioner for the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation and gave a lengthy testimony and said the permit fee for the private event on public land was $200,000. During question time, Queen City Council member Elizabeth Crowley asked about the fee.
But do you generate a certain amount of economic activity that you can put a number on, your alliance, the Randall Park?
Yes, we can.
And how much is that?
For this this event, just bear with me for a second while I find it. I referenced some of it earlier.
There's 200,000?
Well, the 200,000 is the fee paid to Randall's Island. They have 45,000 visitors, 47,000 hotel stays. I can get you, there's a little bit more information. I have the exact dollar figure that has been estimated on that, on the impact on the New York City area.
Earlier you said something to the fact that you didn't believe it was there was a real value to the land.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's value to the land, I mean, you know, but you don't sell
and
park
there, land, there's
obviously.
No other city like the city of New York. And that's why right. We're the number one city for art dealers and right. People from all over the world want to come here. And that's why this gallery show does so well and gets so many visitors, because there's only one New York.
Yeah,
you can like recreate the synergy that we have here. How many square feet, how much square footage is taken up by the Frieze?
250,000 square feet. It's very large.
Can you estimate how much that is? I mean, it's less than a dollar per square foot if the $200,000 is the only amount that the parks is generating.
Sounds right.
That sounds like a real good price they're getting.
Well,
real estate in the city of New York, nowhere in the city of New York can you rent space like that for a month and a half.
But we're not renting it, obviously. I mean, I understand what you're saying, I think, but what my point that I was making was that they're not receiving government funds. So there's no.
They're getting a tax exemption. You don't. The price of real estate in New York City is so expensive. You cannot rent something for a month for less than a dollar a square foot. Nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nowhere in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember. I think we made that point.
Presidents from Joint Council No. 16 of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, New York City Central Labor Council, which represents 300 unions with 1.3 million members, an exhibition employers union, Local 829, and a member of New York City and vicinity District Council of Carpenters all gave testimony today. Frieze, despite having a non-profit arm in the United States, didn't send a representative to attend the hearings, but issued a statement arguing the fair makes money for New York City with hotel rooms, permits, hiring 140 local staff and using local restaurants, but that last year they lost money and that it costs 60% more to put on the fair in New York City than it does in London. Sanford Smith of Sanford L. Smith & Associates has been producing book fair and art shows for the past 33 years with a profit and hiring union workers.
Currently, I do 4 shows a year at the Park Avenue Armory, where, for your information, I pay $33,000 a day in rent. If you compute that, it's about 100 times what Frieze is now paying for parkland. In addition to that, for your information, some of the booths at Frieze sell to the dealers or rent to the dealers for upwards of $50,000 per booth. In addition to that, some of the artwork being sold at Frieze last year, for instance, on New York City Chelsea Gallery, had basically pre-sold the painting that was picked up and finalized at Frieze for $2 million.
Sanford Smith said he'd made a profit at every single art show he's put on in the last 33 years. After the hearing, the Park Committee Chair, Melissa Mark-Viverito, who represents East Harlem, residents of which are users of Randall's Park for family picnics and sports, said Smith's testimony blew Frieze's argument out of the water about not making a profit.
I think that we can use that as an example to, again, you know, put pressure on this administration and really advocating for decent jobs in the city with benefits. That's what we should be advocating for these jobs to stay in the city, for that money to be reinvested in our city, and to provide and support families. And, you know, this administration does not have a good track record with unions in general, and has not been supportive of those efforts when we've advocated for that. So we're looking to see to what extent we can, one, put in writing and request some additional information, to demand more reporting and accountability about these events and what money they're making, because obviously parkland is being taken for that, and then see what additional reforms we can enact.
New York City park advocate Jeffrey Cross attended the hearing and gave testimony today as well. He said over and over again, we are seeing these private-public partnerships with parks not using labor union in a labor town. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.